Zrazor zeh nu shbakh khas khashak me vaym yudem sakh khashak daf pekhas. Mish said yas mish shakh tu lava pet shabas me khulu. Fact the more from the fact that the orphan can choose which Pesach he wants to join is meaning the chayra even at the time of eating. We see that the mission holds of the concept of a brera. Zera said the pasuk says sela bayis, which teaches that a head of a household may include those in his household even without their consent. Therefore, the orphan is included in each Pesach even without his consent. His later choice just nullifies his inclusion in the other Pesach, but he was included in the Pesach of his choosing all along without coming onto the concept of brera. A braisa says a person may not shecht the Pesach for his adult children, for his Jewish slaves, or for his wife without their consent. However, he may shecht for his minor children and his non-Jewish slaves without their consent. If any of them shecht their own Pesach and their master or their father shecht for them as well, they must join their master's Pesach, except for a wife who has the ability to protest the inclusion in her husband's Pesach. Why is a wife different than adult children and Jewish slaves? Rava said the braisa means except for a wife and those like her, meaning the adult children and the Jewish slaves would be the same as her as well. In fact, the braisa seems to say that the reason a wife is different is because she can and has protested. As a matter of, if there was no protest, she would be included in her husband's Pesach. However, the beginning of the braisa says that they may be joined with the husband only with consent, which suggests that even with no protest, she would not be included in the husband's Pesach without her specific approval. And for the Gemara, when the Braisa says their consent is needed, it means that as long as there is no protest, they are included. In fact, when the Braisa says that if they brought their own Pesach and the master brought a Pesach for them, they must join the master's Pesach. This seems to be a case where no protest was made, yet the Braisa says that a wife will not be included in her husband's Pesach even in this case. Gemara says, Rav answers, the fact that she shechted her own Pesach is itself the greatest form of protest. The Mishnah said, Eved shel shnei shutfim v'chulu. Rav Eina Saba Esrav Nachman Amisha says that the slave can't eat from either master's Pesach. However, Braisa says that he can eat from whichever Pesach he chooses. He answered, Amishna discusses partners who don't want to benefit from each other, and therefore they don't allow their slave to eat from the other master. The Braisa is dealing with partners who don't feel this way. The Mishnah said, Misha Chetzi Ben Chayim Lo Yoichal Mishal Rabboi. The Mishnah suggests that he can't eat from his master's Pesach, but he would be allowed to eat from his own Pesach. However, Bryce says that he may not eat from his own Pesach or from his master's Pesach. Mar says that Bryce is discussing according to Shita Beis Hillel before he retracted his ruling, where he said that a person may be left as a half-servant, half-free. Therefore, he can't eat from either Pesach. Our Mishnah is according to Beis Hillel after his retraction, at which time he held that we forced the master to free the second half as well. Therefore, he may eat from his own Pesach, he'll be a full free man. Zok the Mishnah, if someone tells his servant to go and shecht the Pesach for him without specifying the type of animal he desires, because it can be brought from a goat or a sheep, then whichever type of animal the servant brings is okay. If the servant brings both animals, the one he brought first is the one that the master must eat for his Pesach. If the slave forgot which animal he was told to bring, he should bring a goat and a sheep and say, if my master wanted a goat, the goat should be his and the sheep should be mine, and vice versa. If the master also forgot what he told the servant to bring, and both animals were already shechted, they must both be burned, but the master and the slave do not have to bring another Pesach on Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, it seems obvious that without specification, the slave can bring whichever animal he chooses. What's the Mishnah's Chiddush? Gemara says, the Mishnah is discussing a case where the master typically brings one of them for a Pesach, let's say for a goat he brings, for example. And still, because there was no instruction, the slave may bring the other animal, the sheep, if he wants as well. Fleck, the Gemara, how can the Mishnah say that if the slave brought both animals, the master must eat from the first one? A Braisa says that a person may not be included in the ownership group of two Pesachim. Gemara says, our Mishnah is discussing a king or a queen who asked their servant to bring a Pesach for them. Since they always have their choice of meats, they're not particular regarding the choice of the animal for their Pesach. Therefore, the first one to be brought will be their Pesach. The Mishnah says, Shochach Masha'om Lari Rabbi V'chulu. Fleck, the Gemara, how can a slave own his own Pesach? Whatever a slave owns, Kol Mashikona Avd Kone Rabbi. Abaye said the servant, it's talking about the case where the servant went to one who typically sells the master's animals, and because of their relationship, and to facilitate the master's fulfilling of his carbon Pesach Chiyuv, the merchant gives the slave an animal on the condition that his master does not receive any rights in it, and that's how he has an animal. He does it just so that the master should be able to be Yoytze his Chiyuv. The Mishnah said, Shochach Rabbi Masha Omar Loi V'chulu. Abaye said this is only if he forgot after the Zrika. Since he knew during the Zrika was valid and the Pesach was fit to be eaten at that time. However, if he forgot before the Zrika, the Pesach was never fit to be eaten, then he would have to bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Others taught the statement of Abaye on a Braisa that says if five skins of Pesachim are mixed up and we find a disqualifying mum in one of them, but we don't know which skin belonged to which animal, so all five of those Pesachim have to be burned, but none of the owners have to bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. On that, Abaye said, that's only if the skins got mixed up after the Zrika, so the four Pesachim without a mum were fit to be eaten. However, if it happened before the Zrika, all the people must bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Now, according to those who say that Abaye made a statement on the Mishnah, he would surely say it on the Braisa as well. However, according to those who say that Abaye made a statement on the Braisa, it could be that in the Mishnah, since all are kosher, it's all problematic only because he doesn't remember, since it's known in Shemayim which animal he wanted, he need not bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Fact the Gemara, how in the Braisa could we say that the five people are put up bringing a Pesach on Pesach Sheni? One of them has not brought a Pesach, so there's no way, they have to bring a Lechayra, and for the Gemara, because there's no way to rectify the situation. Four of the five people already were Mekayim, their Mitzvah, their Chi of Pesach. So they can't each bring a Pesach, because four of them would be Levatola. They can't all just chip in for one Pesach, because the people who have already fulfilled their obligation can't be part of the ownership group. They can't each bring their own animal and stipulate that if they have not yet fulfilled their obligation, the animal should be a Pesach, but if they have, the animal should be a Shlomim, because the chaz of a Shaykh of a Shlomim have to be given to the Kohen, but this can't be eaten by a Kohen, because maybe it's a Pesach, and the Kohen already fulfilled his Pesach obligation. If the Kohen did not yet fulfill his obligation, he can't join this as a possible Pesach, because it may be a Shlomim, in which case the Kohen would not fulfill his Pesach obligation. Although we can find a Kohen who has not yet fulfilled his Pesach obligation to join all five Karbonos and that way be assured of bringing a Pesach, we can't allow the four people to bring a Shlomim this way, because they are lessening the time available for eating, because instead of like a normal Shlomim of 2 days and a night, it's going to have to be eaten as a Pesach, which means it has to be eaten by one night, and that's it. So we wouldn't allow this to be done. So therefore, there's no Eitzah. So therefore, none of them bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Finally, the Gemara says you also can't bring like a Meisar a Pesach, the leftover of the Pesach, meaning from money that was set aside for a Pesach, which has to be used for a special Shlomim, which must be eaten only for one night, and then bring that with the above stipulation. Why can't they do that? Because if it's truly a Shlomim, it needs smicha, and a Pesach doesn't need smicha. And even if he's discussing a woman's carbon, which never gets smicha, still this can't be done, because the way the zrikas are done are different. Although zrika done differently doesn't make the carbon possible, that's only b'di'evad, not l'chatchila.